Right now, we're going to celebrate the Sprout Fund and some of the great things that are taking place in the Pittsburgh area. The Sprout Fund is here to help seed projects, to help Pittsburgh and our region grow in ideas and with projects that help engage people. And today we're going to talk with a number of representatives of the Sprout Fund, starting with Mac Howison. Hi, Mac.
Good morning, Larry.
How are you today?
I'm great. It's good to be back on the program.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have you here. And I'm not sure how good a job I did of describing Sprout just now. You might have a few things you'd like to add.
Sure. Thank you. Yeah. Well, the Sprout Fund is, we're almost 10 years old, and we are designed to provide resources to young people and others in the region to make Pittsburgh a better place to live. Specifically, this morning we're going to talk about our SPARK program, though, which is directed at an audience of very young children, so children under the age of 8, and connecting those kids with innovative technology and media arts applications to make Pittsburgh a better place to live, learn, and play.
And there is an opportunity to apply for a grant under SPARK for a program called Super SPARK.
That's right.
And we'll want to make sure if you are interested in pursuing a special project, Mac or I will let you know how you can get additional information about that. In fact, maybe you'd like to mention that right now.
Sure. But, that's the next opportunity that we have coming up in early December is we're accepting applications for Super SPARK Awards, which are grants of up to $5,000 that support projects that are going to make a positive impact on early childhood education through the creative use of technology and media. And that application deadline is 5 p.m. on Monday, December 13th, 2010. The decisions for those proposals are going to be announced in early February 2011, so these are going to be activities that take place in 2011. And you can find out more and download the application materials at sproutfund.org/spark.
And I'd encourage you, we're a past grant recipient from Sprout. You can contact Sprout, and folks there are very helpful in helping you figure out if you qualify. There often are sessions that are scheduled and held, roundtables, so you can meet people with ideas and collaborate. And it's really a very interactive organization. And Sprout has really made a difference in helping to keep people here in Pittsburgh, too. So many younger folks, as they get ready to leave high school or college and potentially move to another city, have managed to stay here a few years because of Sprout and then actually stick thereafter. And Mac, I'm really happy that you and all at Sprout have been able to help cause that.
Well, thanks, Larry. We are too. And it certainly is I think, a testament to some things that have changed for the better over the years in Pittsburgh that Sprout has been able to help young people find reasons to stay. And we're starting to hear a little bit more and more that a couple of folks have told us that one of the reasons they chose to come to Pittsburgh was actually the Spark, the Sprout Fund. And so it works both ways, and we're really happy to be able to play a part in that.
Now, what I think I'd like to ask you to do, if you can, Mac, is hold on, and I'm going to bring in Justine Kaznicka from ReefBot, and she'll talk a little bit about her project, and we'll do that right now. And with any luck, I'll do that. Mac, you're still there?
I still am.
Okay, hold on just one moment. Hopefully I'm able to bring the two of you together. If not... Oh, nope, looks like I lost Justine. Give me another shot here, Mac.
Oh, sure.
Okay, I do have Amanda here. Amanda, good morning. Are you there?
Oh, good morning.
Hi, and Mac is here as well, and we'll get Justine back online in just a moment. Amanda, you are the project manager of White Light, a traveling interactive light education art piece. Tell us a bit about the project and about your interaction with Sprout.
Oh, sure. The project is an artwork. It'll travel to the different schools all through Allegheny County. It's primarily for preschools, though. It is a light and color show, allowing children to play with light and color and play with their shadows. And in the process, they discover how additive light mixing works, how white light forms. It's sort of, I would say it works the opposite of a rainbow, where usually you use a prism to divide up the white light to see a rainbow. Instead, I'm using three digital projectors with red, green, and blue animations to form white light again, putting the colors back together again.
What gave you the idea to do this?
You know, it was a few years ago, maybe 2 years ago, and I made a film with a friend where we used red, green, and blue gels, and we would shoot in layers, triple exposing the film. And then I realized that that's, of course, the way all images are put together, with red, green, and blue. I mean, every computer screen we look at, every television set, every cell phone. And I thought, well, what happens if I do that with video projections? And then I tried it, and it worked. And everyone I showed it to was surprised, even people who had worked with video their whole lives.
What an interesting idea. And how can people, is there a way that people can request that the project come to their location?
Yes, I mean, it'll be a part of the outreach program at the Children's Museum and also the Children's School at Carnegie Mellon University. And right now I'm setting up different local presentations for the spring for prototype testing. They could contact me directly or the Children's School, or I'm sure the Children's Museum, and we could set something up. By fall 2011, it'll be fully ready to travel through really, I mean, any public school or private school in the area.
Very good.
But for the spring, I would say it's more of a prototype test, and I'd like to work with those teachers almost one-on-one. And if anyone wants to contact me or is curious about the project, I would love to. I have a few teachers already, but I'd love more.
Excellent. And Mac, do you have anything you would like to add about Amanda and her work?
Well, it's exciting to us to be able to support a project like White Light. We actually, Amanda's a very fresh grant. We actually haven't even met yet to set up the time frame and everything for the grant. So it's exciting for us to be able to also kind of announce our support for her initiative today. And we look forward to it. People can always contact the Sprout Fund as well to find out about what kind of programs we support that could maybe come to their daycare center or to their classroom or to their activity for for their young children. And we would connect them with something like White Light, for instance.
Excellent. Well, Amanda, thank you for being up so early. And congratulations on your award and the project. And if you phone the Children's Museum at 412-322-5058, and ask for outreach, you can learn more about Amanda Long's White Light. And thanks, Amanda. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, thank you so much. I love being on your show.
Thanks. And Mac, hang on, because in a moment we are going to add to the conversation Justine, who should be here with us now, if I've managed finally to press all the buttons correctly. Hi, Justine.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Good. And Mac, are you there?
I still am, Larry.
Yes. Although I'm certified and licensed to operate all of this equipment, I still make mistakes every now and then. I don't think that'll ever stop. Justine, your project is called ReefBot, and it's really cool. I know a little bit about it, but share with other people listening what this is all about.
Well, ReefBot is a one-of-a-kind children's exhibit which will open at the PPG Aquarium, Pittsburgh Zoo and PPG Aquarium, on December 9th. And it is a robotics exhibit that features an underwater submersible robot named Cleo that swims in the aquarium's big ocean tank. And children are encouraged to control and operate the robot from a control station in front of the exhibit and see what the robot sees through a camera on board the robot. And when a child is interested in a particular fish, the child can then take a picture of that fish and work with the robot to identify what that fish species actually is.
Oh, how cool. So it's almost like virtual scuba diving, right? You get to swim around making your making the robot move as if you were swimming underneath a reef, and your eyes are the robot's eyes, and then you can do some research.
That's a great analogy, and one of the motivations behind the ReefBot exhibit was to be able to bring the ocean and biodiversity of the ocean in a more direct way to children in the region. And the ReefBot exhibit is an answer to that, and I think it'll offer children a really exciting way to swim with the fish and then really get excited and interested about the fish in the aquarium. Now, an interesting feature of the robot is that it is outfitted with smart camera technology developed by engineers and roboticists at Carnegie Mellon University's Robotics Institute. And over time, this exhibit only gets better. Over time, as children teach the robot Cleo about the fish in the tank, the robot will pick up and start learning about the fish in the tank. And over time, it'll be able to identify with more positive accuracy the fish that it sees.
Interesting. So there's some adaptive learning taking place. The robot is going to teach kids, and kids will teach the robot.
Exactly.
What a good idea. Where did you grow up, Justine?
I am originally from Boston, and I ended up in Pittsburgh. I'm an attorney, and I ended up in Pittsburgh working on a judicial clerkship. And after the clerkship, I decided to do some community outreach with my friends, many of which whom are engineers at CMU in the Robotics Institute. And this project came along, and it was certainly a project that I really truly believe in and feel that has the potential to really change the lives of children and how they interact with technology, and in turn use robotic technology to really bolster and create a social good for children in the region.
I agree. And growing up in Pittsburgh and not having any kind of relationship with the ocean, would be really helpful. I can remember really not understanding what the ocean was all about until probably close to being a teenager. And certainly that's an understanding you want to have a little bit earlier in life. Now, what brought you to Pittsburgh? Was it school or a job?
It was a job.
Well,
it was a temporary year-long appointment, and once that was done, I really fell in love with the city. And with a project like ReefBot, with the help of the Sprout Fund, I really see this as a wonderful community and a wonderful city, and I would like to make it my home. And I have done that so far and have been very happy here.
Well, Mac, you must be grinning from ear to ear. At least I hope you are. Because that's the Sprout Fund. Full circle, not only making great things happen, in this case through Spark, projects with kids, birth through eight at its focus, but also helping to keep younger adults engaged and thinking about staying and growing right here. Justine, is there anything else you would like to mention about your project?
I really would just like to invite the children in the region to come check out the ReefBot exhibit once it opens officially on December 9th, and really just prepare yourself to be immersed in the ocean, the deep ocean. Like you said, Larry, the ocean is often inaccessible, not only to Pittsburgh children, but to children worldwide, simply because it's difficult to have the experience to dive under the waves. With the help of institutions like the Pittsburgh Zoo and PPG Aquarium and exhibits like ReefBot, we're hoping to make it more directly accessible, because the ocean is so important to the livelihood of the globe, whether or not you're in a landlocked or shore-based location.
Well, thank you, Justine. And Mac, any parting words? Again, sproutfund.org is where you can go for applications for SuperSpark and to read about funded projects. Anything else you'd like to mention?
Sure thing, Larry, I would. First of all, thank you for having us on the show.
Oh, pleasure.
Spark, again, is trying to engage large audiences, demonstrate partnerships between educators, technologists, and child-serving organizations, And if any folks in the listening audience are interested in applying for a Super Spark or a Micro Spark Award, visit sproutfund.org/spark and look forward to that deadline on Friday, on Monday, the 13th of December, for Super Sparks. Specifically, too, I wanted to acknowledge the support of the Grable Foundation for Sprout's Spark program. They've been very generous and over the past couple of years, and we wouldn't be able to do it without the support of the Grable Foundation.
Well, thank you, Mac, and hope to see you soon. Best wishes for a happy Thanksgiving. And thanks again, Justine. Take care.
All right,
you too. Thank you, Larry.
And thanks also to Amanda, all representing the Spark projects of the Sprout Fund.